She's been out of track work. She's been at Warwick Farm. And it's Lizzie Jelce. Welcome back, Lizzie.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, a pretty wet morning out at Warwick Farm, but it's a lovely trainer's hut to have a morning out there. They're all very bubbly, and they should be. There's a few people who have got some nice horses heading into the weekend.
Well, I know you caught up with James Cummings before he jumped in his car and drove out to Osborne Park. There's been plenty of news relevant to him over the last hour with no Hugh Bowman, and now we know that James McDonald's going to ride Osborne Bulls in the shorts. We're awaiting a rider for Flit. So what did James tell you about Osborne Bulls?
He said he was pretty excited about his return to the races. He said that he wasn't saying that he was completely, his words were, he wasn't completely screwed down for this first up attempt. He was just going to let the horse do the talking. And I suppose everyone's wondering and who they're going to pick for their Everest slot. But he certainly wasn't thinking that it was going to be, you know, it wasn't going to be decided after Saturday. So looking forward to seeing him return. And he's certainly going to have plenty of improvement after that run. But he likes his chances considering there's a little bit of rain around, and there should be plenty of speed in the race. He'll be able to finish off really strongly, like we know he can.
Yeah, he's certainly got a good record on a soft track, so let's hope it doesn't get any worse than that for this camp. Vera Dean, do they look like they're running?
Yes, he said he was running. I didn't question whether he would take his place, so he's going to run, and obviously he's a horse who gets better throughout the preparation. He's a pretty big, heavy horse now that he's been gelded, and he thought that he would take a run just to get to his peak, but still would be expecting him to perform very well at the weekend.
What about Greg Hickman? There wouldn't have been any prawns there. He's already done that for his Group 1 wins, but he would have been throwing around plenty of cheek.
Yeah, no, it was. It's always good to catch up with Greg. He's got, you know, Pierrata absolutely flying. He said that he's come on from the run. I actually saw Pierrata as I was walking through the tunnel. I walked out behind him, and he did some work on the course proper, and he's very casual. He's not your typical sort of, you know, hard-going sprinter. He saves all his energy for race day, and you can certainly see that he's absolutely thriving in between runs, and he looks as though he's really, really well-placed in the shorts over the 1,100 metres. And he said, just said after Saturday he'll make a decision whether he potentially goes to the Premier or whether he just has a trial into the Everest. So I guess we'll know a lot after Saturday, but basically the general consensus with him is that he's absolutely in great form and he's taken the next step.
When you're at Warwick Farm these days, you've got to go and have a chat with Bjorn Baker, I presume. His stable is up and about for sure, and everyone wants, well, already Dave Stanley has told us that the punters have rallied for Sam Adad in the Group 1.
Yeah, why not? I asked what the improvement, how he's improved so much from last preparation into this preparation, how he's been so consistent. And he just said he's really, this time around, he's he put a lot of credit to one of his riders, who's the jockey, Brandon Lorena, who's the South African jockey. He's been riding him a lot of his work. And he said he's a very quiet horse on the ground, but on his back, he can be slightly difficult. So he's credited a lot of his improvement due to Brandon's association with him. He said he's just a really tough racehorse now. As I've said, he looks $1 million the time I saw him, and it was great to see him go on and win last start so impressively as well. So I also said, you know, is he good? He has one on heavy going, and he said, look, he wouldn't want it too wet. He said he gets through it, but he's just worried about it bringing a few of the other horses into it and just nulling his his asset, which is his early speed. But other than that, he said he's absolutely flying. He's going from strength to strength. And why shouldn't he be, you know, well fancied in that Group 1? He certainly hasn't put a foot wrong at all this preparation.
Yeah, no, he's just been up and about for sure. And no wonder that's why the punters have rallied. Anything else from Bjorn or any other trainer out there?
He was just speaking about Let It Pour, who has been really consistent. It's in the Dali T-Rose at the 1,400 metres. He thought that she has got a nice race in her. He still thinks she's a better filly next preparation and the preparation after. And you can see that the way she walks around the yard. She's a bit immature, and she looks as though she's doing everything on raw ability. But another one of his horses who hasn't put a foot wrong at all this preparation. He said that Prime Candidate will run in the 1,200 metres. I think it's a benchmark 88. And he thinks he can certainly bounce back and run well. Spoke to Matt Smith. He's got a few horses in on Saturday. Fierce Impact's first up. thought that he was going really well. The milkman also goes into, I think it's the 1800, or the mile, benchmark 88 mile, second up. And he said that he feels he can bounce back. And, of course, Grey Lion, he's heading towards the Bill Ritchie. So plenty of horses from Warwick Farm, and certainly all the interviews are out there on Sky Racing Active. And if you don't get on Sky Racing Active, you'll be able to listen to them on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
For sure, and we'll air them through the day as well. Good on you, Lizzie. Good to have you back. Looking forward to the weekend already.
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be an excellent weekend. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie Jolfs there with her report from Warwick Farm this morning. Warren Huntley is with us from Flemington. Warren, you were there to see Santa Ana Lane. Obviously, for our Sydney listeners, it's been the favourite for the Everest for such a long time. And the expectation is we're going to see him on Saturday in the shorts.
What a great race that's shaping up to be, Andrew. And he's flying. I think his two trials have been good. We spoke last week when he galloped over 800 metres and was as good a work as I saw for the morning. And you could replay that again for this morning. He dashed over 800, got him running the distance in 50 and three quarters and home in 23 and a quarter. It was the best gallop I saw at Flemington this morning. He's such a big, imposing style of galloper. He's been given a great grounding to get back to the races. Really looking forward to the shorts on Saturday. And Santa Ana Lane heads there, no doubt aiming to peak on Everest Day, but heads there in great order.
We're going to have a rain-affected track. The horse is okay on soft, but I know that they're desperate to get onto a good track come Everest Day.
I suppose he's got such a great sprint that that can be dulled a little bit on that seriously rain-affected ground. Yeah, I'd be still sticking with him from a biased parochial point of view on a soft-rated track, but I wouldn't want to see it get into the heavy range.
Yeah, particularly being first up with such a big preparation ahead. The Group 1 on Saturday at Caulfield's, the Sir Rupert Clark. Iconoclasm, could it go there?
He will. It's the only horse to gallop on the course proper this morning. Most of the Lindsay Park, the Hayes and Dabney team, headed towards the Group 1 and the group racing are still at the Euroa at the morning. I was talking to Ben Hayes at the track this morning. So Iconoclasm was the sole horse out on the course proper this morning, and he wandered around a little bit. Linda Meach rode him. She's picked up the ride in the Group 1 race on Saturday, and he was just very steady home up the home straight in 25 seconds. So he's capable of going a lot quicker. He wasn't really asked to. He worked over 1,200 metres. He just worked in about steady, even time to about the 600 and then home in about 37 and a half. So 25 and a bit for his last 400 metres. So nothing eye-catching about his work, more a maintenance gallop than anything else on a good surface.
Was there anything else you spotted off the course proper?
Age of Chivalry's worked nicely. He had a really solid hit out late last week, so it was a bit of a maintenance gallop for him. He's borderline to get a run in the Sir Rupert Clark, but he's going very well. Nice, easy work this morning. Tafani's come through her run win at Moonee Valley in good order. She heads to the How now, takes on the might of Pippi there, but Mike Moroney's got her going in good style. And one for you, Andrew. Mr. Marathon Man worked in the clockwise direction on the steeplegrass this morning. It was one of the better gallops I saw for the morning. He seemed very comfortable going that way. He's heading to Sydney at the weekend. There's a couple of options for him. I'm not sure what race Mike's going to, but he worked very well the Sydney direction this morning, and he's effective on rain-affected ground, Mr. Marathon Man.
Okay, so there's an early push there, and we'll wait for the fields to come out tomorrow. Warren, you're going to be back through the National Racing Service. Prior to every race at Wangaratta, you'll hear the late mail from Warren with his suggestions for the Wangaratta program. That's prior to every race this afternoon on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks a lot, Warren.
Thanks, Andrew.